Insurance used to write plays, but I kind of gave it up. Takes a long time, everybody has a damn opinion, and there's no money in it. Yeah, I can get all that from the internet and don't even have to leave the house or deal with actors. I was always at the low end of the spectrum, theater-wise, and never had much interest in Broadway. Everything's over-large and pitched to the cheap seats with booming voices, bombastic spectacle, and a woeful lack of blue notes. Having said that, I always liked Julie Taymor, as a designer anyway. Her costumes for Lion King were amazing. Her movie version of the Shakespeare potboiler Titus was fabulous. On the other hand, there was always something wrong with that picture. I mean, Lion King made her career, but what was it? A Broadway version of a schlocky Disney cartoon. I know, some people thought the cartoon was kind of deep, with overtones of Hamlet and Greek tragedy and all. Little boys liked it because it had lions in it and little meerkats and whatnot. And the action figures from McDonald's can still be found by the score in Goodwills across the land, but it's already a movie. Why turn it into a Broadway extravaganza that costs two kidneys to see? Are there millionaire six-year-olds lining up for the thing? I don't get it. Be that as it may, Julie Taymor has been forced out of the troubled Broadway production of Spider-Man, actually called Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark. What does that even mean, Turn Off the Dark? Wire work, injuries, accidents, songs by U2, production costs, $65 million and rising. Glenn Beck saw a preview and loved it. New York Times hated it. The spectacle, like window installations at a fancy department store. Flat, cardboardish sets. Where's the money, wondered the New York Times. Well, the money didn't go into a story, apparently. Peter Parker becomes Spider-Man and defeats Green Goblin in Act 1. Act 2 introduces Ariadne, a character seemingly of Julie Taymor's devising, a kind of sinister muse who causes Spider-Man to hallucinate for some reason. Nobody seems to know what that's all about except Julie Taymor. Now, lest we forget, Spider-Man began as a comic book, which I used to read when I was 12 years old, created by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko, as long and wisecracking and outre villains with a dash of teen angst. I stopped paying attention to Spider-Man and his ilk, really, when the underground comics started appearing, Harvey Kurtzman spearheading R. Crumb, S. Clay Wilson, Zippy the Pinhead, Wonder Warthog, and so forth. I enjoyed the first Spider-Man movie. That had a good balance between the comic book heroics and teen love. By the time Spider-Man 3 came along, however, I believe you had not one, but three villains, Venom, Sandman, and Green Goblin 2. And there was also a symbiote or some damn thing that turned Peter Parker into a jerk. It's like the X-Men. How many damn X-Men are there? By the time you introduce them all and their powers, the movie's over. Trouble with comic books and the subsequent media incarnations is an original small concept. A kid acquires spider power, fights crime, becomes the least important element. It's capitalism in a nutshell. We sit down to play Old Maid, and suddenly we're playing high-stakes poker. And then jacks are wild. And then it's aces or higher to play. We keep upping the ante until nobody can afford to stay in the game, and nobody even knows what the game is anymore. I gotta go.